Good afternoon. I'm going to be doing a podcast on National Education Technology Plan, known as the NETP. The National Education Technology Plan is the flagship educational technology policy document for the United States. It sets a national vision and plan for learning enabled by technology through building on the work of leading education researchers, districts, school, and higher educational leaders, classroom teachers, developers, entrepreneurs, and nonprofit organization. The plan articulates a vision of equity, active use, and collaborative leadership to make everywhere, all the time, learning possible. As part of the National Educational Technology Plan, NETP, education leaders should set a vision for creating learning experience that provide the right tools and supports for all learners to strive. Educational stakeholders should commit to working together to use technology to improve American education. The NETP is a call to action. It's a vision for learning enabled through technology, and it is a collection of recommendations and real-world examples. It is written for teachers, policymakers, administrators, and teacher preparation professionals. It focuses on using technology to transform learning experience with the goal of providing greater equity and accessibility. The NETP is a common vision and action plan that responds to an urgent national priority. It describes specific action the United States should take to ensure learners of all ages have opportunities for personal growth and prosperity and remain competitive in a global economics. The NETP talks about the use of technology with students. Technology can help students by allows learners to tap resources and expertise anywhere in the world. They're able to tap resources and expertise anywhere in the world with the use of high-speed internet access. Students can access high-quality online courses, mentoring and advising programs, and publish their work of creative writing, music, or any type of media production to a broad global audience. How technology helps our teachers? Technology offers teachers the opportunities to become more collaborative and extend learning beyond the classroom. It can empower educators to become co-learners with their students by building new experience for deeper exploration or content. As an educator, I can collaborate beyond the walls of my school. For example, at my school, we use apps by the name of Balkan, Jupiter, and Dojos to communicate with other educators, administrators, parents, and the students. And I have found that this communication tool is to be very effective in communicating with my students. As leaders, technology can be used to open new possibilities for accomplishing my vision, which would otherwise be out of reach. We can use technology to measure learning. Measuring for learning is important. It's an important part of teachers' work. Very important. Because now, policymakers have come up with laws that teachers are to be evaluated by their students' achievement. So measuring learning and using data to measure learning is very, very important for educators to know how to use technology in order to measure students' learning. Technology enabled assessment can help reduce the time, resources, and disruptions to learning required for the administration of paper assessment. The shift from traditional paper and pencil to next generation digital assessment enable more flexibilities, responsiveness, and contextualization. Using assessment data to support learning helps us personalize and adapt experience to our individual needs. There is still a lot of work that remains to realize the full potential of using assessment data to improve learning. But as we continue advancing technology, we'll expand the use of ongoing, formative, and embedded assessment that are less disruptive and more useful for improving learning. These advances ensure that all students have the best opportunity to demonstrate their knowledge and skills on statewide assessments that increasingly focus on real-world skills and complex demonstration of understanding. The last thing I'm going to talk about is the infrastructure of the NTEP. The infrastructure of the NTEP is to enable all students and educators the access to a robust and comprehensive infrastructure when and where they need it for learning. The infrastructure to support everywhere, all the time learning are high speed connected to school, data privacy and security, high speed Wi-Fi throughout schools, high quality low cost devices, high home internet access, digital citizenship and responsible use, and quality digital contents and resources. Using technology to enable and improve learning at all levels, in all places, and for people of all background is essential in the 21st century. Educators, policymakers, administrators, and teacher preparations and professional development program should use these tools and resources into their practice. It is a time of great possibility and progress for the use of technology to support our learning for teachers, students, administrators, policymakers,